could cheat. No beast, still I'm a sea smoking weed with Jesus. It pleases the Lord, please make me a spirit, a reverend, transparent, a ghost. In heaven I see the light of Jesus Christ and walk into the vortex of afterlife. Baby, bars, bars, 64 bars, a big ass garage that holds 64 cars.
Cactus.
You gotta be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
They're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everybody, this is Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show, and today's show is sponsored by Mark W.E. Thanks, Mark W.E. This time I'm calling him Mark W.E. instead of Mark E. Mark, or whatever I did last time. I got an email from a listener named Nathan, and he gave me an updated news story about the Watcher House. And it turns out the reason they were in court, remember somebody in the last show, they told me they were back in court about something, and I thought they'd caught the Watcher or something, I wasn't sure. But no, it's actually the current owners of the Watcher House. They are suing the previous owners of the Watcher House because they're pissed that the previous owners didn't tell them about the Watcher, because the previous owners were getting weird letters from the Watcher also. So that's what that's about. They're currently in court. And I'll go ahead and put a link to this news story that Nathan sent me in the show notes if anyone cares to read about it. But that's what that was all about. They didn't catch the Watcher yet, and they probably never will, because it's me. Oh, ha, ha, ha. No, just kidding. It's not me, all right? If you're investigating the Watcher, it's not me. Okay, now that that's cleared up, let's get started with today's show. Earlier today, I did a live show on YouTube streaming, and it went fairly well. We didn't have too many technical issues. I did a kind of a test show last night. I didn't do any prank calls. I just kind of hung out on the air and tweaked all my audio settings and got everything set up and working. Last night, while about 50 people watched me not do prank calls and they just complained because I wasn't doing prank calls, even though I drew them a picture of a duck on my screen, they still weren't happy. They wanted prank calls. But whatever, I got all the issues settled last night. And today I was finally able to do a show. I've been wanting to do a show for weeks now, but YouTube changed all their stuff around, so it's not as easy as it used to be. I had to set up a bunch of crap, but it's done. It's set up, so now I can do live shows whenever I want. So be happy about that. I'm going to do them all the time now. Probably not. But anyway, here is today's live show, brought to you by Mark W.E. Hopefully the audio sounds good, you guys, because I did a show last night, kind of a test show, just to test audio things, and audio is garbage, but I think it's okay today. It seems okay on this end, this time. So, yeah, people in the chat room are saying, is this a live show? Yes, it's a live show. Today is Thursday, October 25th, 2013. So, yeah, it's live. Today is a live show. And we're going to do things. We're going to make... So I don't really have a big plan. I have a few things in my email that I'm going to try out. And I was just kidding. Today is January 26th, 2016. I don't want people to get confused. So get ready for a bunch of just ringing. Lots of ringing. No answering. The first thing I'm going to be calling, it's a gym list. This guy... John Doe. I don't know if that's his real name or not. Maybe I should... Oh, I don't know. Is that even possible? Is John Doe a real name? Is Doe a last name? It probably is. But that's his email name, so I'm sorry if I gave up your real name, John Doe. But he wants me to call these people on this list. He says, do not call the one named Joshua. All right, I won't call Joshua. He's a friend, and I would not like for him to find out. I probably shouldn't be saying this on the air. The employees' names are JT, Decker, and Danielle. Oh, I should remember that. Anyway, it's a sign-up sheet for something at his gym. And what is the sign-up sheet? How do I unzoom? Zoom out. Did not have a session in the past 60 days. Free one personal training session. So these people want personal training. That sounds fun. Reefer Badness wants me to please do a stupid bitch fee. So the only bad thing about this whole new setup maybe not the only bad thing, but there's a delay. It's more of a delay than was on Mixler. That's all right. It's like 16 seconds. Last night it was, anyway. Sean wants me to train them at using the vending machine. And okay, anyway, I'm just going to call the first one. Her name is hard to read. It looks like Jordan. And I got to remember not to call. If I start to call Joshua, you guys, you need to stop me within 16 seconds. He's fourth on the list. I'm not going to call him. But here goes. Here goes the first attempt. Hillock likes the part of the show where the phones ring. What kind of phone is this? It doesn't have a voicemail. What the hell? I'll try one more time. All right, we're going to give up on her. Okay, how does this work? So I'm also trying a new thing with Google email. You know, they have like a built-in, what is it? An image editing program. So I'm editing through the web. It's weird. I don't like it. It makes me feel funny. All right, this one's Deborah.
This is Deborah.
Hey, Deborah. This is Steve from Fitness.
Yes.
And it looks like you signed up to have a personal training session.
Yes.
And we've gone ahead. We've signed you up for 4 sessions. We're going to charge it to just the card you have on file. It's going to be $59.99.
Sign me up first. Okay, I didn't know about that.
Oh, well, it's too late. I just ran the charge through. $59.99 for 4 sessions of personal.
Wait a minute. Don't you think you should confirm that? I signed a piece of paper. It didn't say I was paying anything.
Well, yeah, no, the first one's free. So you actually get 5 instead of 4. So really,
okay,
it's, you get
again,
5 for
$59.99.
Oh, my. Wait a minute. What are you laughing at, ma'am?
Wow! Okay, wait a minute. I had to put my phone down for a second.
For what? To laugh at me?
Pardon me?
Were you laughing at me?
No.
It sounded like you were.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the situation here.
Oh, okay. Same thing.
Okay, so at the counter, there was free workout session with a trainer.
Yeah, but there's fine print on the bottom. Did you read the fine print?
Oh, well,
there was an asterisk.
Of course not. And as the person was standing right there, they didn't point that out either.
Well, you need to learn to read what you sign. It's right there on the bottom. It's the same font.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
All right.
Sir? May
all right.
I speak?
Yeah, go ahead. I give you permission.
What is your name again?
My name is JT.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
JT is my name.
JT?
Yep.
And your last name, JT?
R.S.
And a number where you can be reached? J.T.R.S.?
Well, it's on your caller ID, ma'am. I can change it. I'm with Fitness. I was just letting you know we've signed you up for 5 sessions. I was going to give you the date for your first one.
Okay, you can cancel that. I do not want that.
You don't want the 5 sessions?
No, I don't.
Well, you need to bring your credit card in, and we'll have to run it to do the refund.
Sure.
But,
okay. Thank you so much.
I'm afraid, ma'am, Deborah.
You've been completely rude to me, and I will be talking to somebody at. I do not appreciate the way you've spoken to me.
Typing it in right now. I'm adding a. Oh, I didn't get to add the stupid bitch fee, you guys. That was requested in the chat room. I have to do a stupid bitch fee.
Yes, sir.
I'm adding onto your account right now. I'm adding a stupid bitch fee because you are being such a stupid bitch. I'm typing it in right now, and that's $35.
What?
$35 for a stupid bitch fee.
Oh, you're really cute.
I'm printing it out. She thinks I'm cute. All right. I guess we're done with her. Yeah, I should have tried to get her to give her the Frank Patterson book. But no, whatever. All right. Okay, how do I cross this out? It's not working. Work, damn it. I'm trying to cross out her number on this Google image editing program, and it won't work. I don't know why. It's pissing me off. Well, here, I'll type a bunch of X's over it. I'm going to hack the system. There we go. XXX. Right over Deborah's name. Okay, that was fun, right? I think that was fun. Should I call her back and let her know I'm the Skippy and Dippy show? Or should we just let her just believe all that just happened? I have to wait 16 seconds for an answer now. All right, she's not picking up anymore, so we're going to move on to the next one. Do you guys have any other ideas besides adding crazy fees onto their accounts? It looks like this is a guy this time. His name is Matt. Oh, it says he just joined. He wrote that on there. People like to write their own little notes. This lady down the list, she drew a smiley face next to her name. Food of the Gods wants me to sell their info to the Chinese government.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Balls. I'm going to try him two more times, then we'll give up. And then we'll call Joshua, right? That's what we're going to call next. We're going to call Joshua. Number four on the list. Joshua. Time to call Joshua. Ah. Sorry, I'm still getting used to this Google thing. Okay, it's time to call Joshua. Here I go. Damn you people, you're not helping me at all. You're supposed to stop me from calling Joshua. You know, the other thing that I don't like about YouTube streaming shows is that the chat room window is really, really, really small. And I don't know if there's a way to make it bigger. It's just like this little tiny window on the side of the screen. I'd rather have it fill up the whole screen because everything's scrolling away too fast. I can't read your guys' ideas and steal them. It's kind of a bummer. But I am reading the chat room, I'm trying to remember things. It's just scrolling away really, really fast, and that sucks. So we're going to call Nelson next. So two strikes against YouTube streaming. Too much delay and not a big enough chat room. Click the three dots to make the chat pop out. Really? Can I do that? I want to do it. Oh, pop out chat. Holy shit! Holy shit! Pablo, you're a genius. Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 832.
Now I have a big ass chat room window. Thanks, Pablo. Pablo just picked up. Hello, Pop. Nelson? Nelson, not Pablo. Alright, he picked up and slammed it down. I don't know what his problem is. I'm gonna try him again.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Whatever. Alright, so next we're gonna call Jane. Jane's gonna answer. She spells her name really stupidly, has a Y in it.
Hello?
Hi, Jane?
Yes.
Hi, it's JT from the gym.
Okay.
And you signed up for this personal training session?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay, and I just needed to let you know, did you read the bottom of the sheet where it says we're selling your information to the Chinese government?
Yeah, I read that. That's okay.
Okay, yeah, we're selling your phone number and your name and your other account information and the last four of your credit card. We're selling that all to the Chinese government.
Okay.
And so that's not a problem, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Okay, right. No, that is a problem.
Oh, well, is it or isn't it? You said it wasn't. I have a recording of you, actually.
It is a problem.
Oh, well, I have a recording of you saying it wasn't a problem, so...
Who is it?
I already went ahead and submitted it. This is JT from the gym.
You can't do that.
No, it was on the bottom of the sheet. There was an asterisk, and then on the bottom of the sheet, it's like, we will be selling all of your personal information to the Chinese government if you sign this sheet. You know, you're hereby notified.
I didn't see that. I thought you were joking with me.
Oh, no, no. It's a way that, it's how we keep your membership costs so low. We do extra things like that, and we're selling all of your information to the Chinese government. along with your barcode and your picture.
Well, I don't agree with that. I thought you were just teasing me. I didn't see any such thing.
Oh, no, no, we don't tease here. It's a Christian organization.
Why would
organization.
You do such a thing?
Well, it's to save money, because we get so much money per name that we sell to the Chinese government. I was also going to give you a find out what day you want to do your personal training on.
Where are you calling from?
From the gym. I'm at the gym. I'm at the front desk right now. Are you here right now?
I'm not very happy with that. I thought you were joking with me.
Oh, no. No, we don't joke, ma'am. We're Christians here.
You're what?
We're Christians. It's a Christian corporation.
No, I'm not interested
we're
anymore.
In corporate fact, Christians.
I'm not interested in that.
Well, no, we have to sign up for the... We've already... While we were on the phone, I submitted your information to the Chinese government. Your picture and your last four of your credit card. And your phone number.
I didn't see that on the bottom of the sign-up sheet.
It's pretty clear. I mean, it's in a slightly smaller font, but there was an asterisk on top. That,
is Lily there?
She doesn't work today, no.
She what?
She doesn't work. Not yet. I think she comes in tonight, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not interested any longer. In fact, I'm going to have a talk with them. I thought you were teasing me. No. I mean, that sounds like a joke.
It's just something we do to save money, ma'am. You don't need to get an attitude with
save
me about
money?
It.
Save money?
Yeah.
Save money on what?
Well, we keeps your monthly membership cost lower because we're able to, you know, pick up
why
the slack.
Why would you do something like that?
Oh, I just fucking told you, ma'am. It's to keep the cost lower. It's to keep your membership cost lower so we sell your information to the Chinese government. It's
and
like,
what do they do with it?
I don't know. We don't know. We have no idea. They just want it for some reason.
You know, you mean to tell me Snap Fitness does something like that? That's ridiculous.
What's so ridiculous?
I will be ending my membership. I don't even want your stuff. Bye.
What, it's ridiculous to save money? She was so... she thought it was great at first, but then, nope. She didn't like it at all. All right, guess I need to call her one more time.
Hello?
Hey, it's JT again. I just wanted to let you know I'm typing in the computer right now, and I'm adding a stupid bitch fee onto your account because you raised your voice at me.
Who's this?
Oh, isn't this Jane?
No, I think you have the wrong number, and that was very rude, because I don't know who you are.
No, it's Jane, because I can hear the same stupid, annoying kids in the background, so I know it's you.
No, my name's Brittany.
Oh, well, where's Jane? Put Jane on the phone.
You don't order me to do shit, motherfucker, and you don't call nobody's Whoa. Phone talking about no stupid bitch.
Well, no, I'm just saying
I'll fucking hunt your ass down. Don't you fucking call this number again,
I'm just
motherfucking
saying it's,
idiot.
It's a stupid
shut
bitch
Shut the
fee.
Fuck up.
No, ma'am,
you
ma'am.
Shut the fuck
just
up,
listen
you little
to me.
Small pissant motherfucker. No,
please.
You shut up. You don't
please.
Call somebody's phone and
don't.
Call them a stupid bitch.
Don't. No, no,
you
I didn't call her that. It's
cunt-ass little bitch.
It's in the computer. It's not me
You're
saying it.
You're a little
it.
Bitch. It's, Why it's, don't you come walk your fucking ass over
it's
here
just a code.
And come say that to somebody's face, you little bitch.
It's just a computer
you
code, ma'am.
You fucking bitch, you stupid bitch, you motherfucking bitch.
Brittany, don't say that to me. That's mean. Please
you,
stop.
You're a phone bully, aren't you? You're big and
no,
bad behind the telephone,
no, I'm not.
Aren't you?
It's just
aren't
a computer
you?
Thing.
Aren't you? Oh,
it's the account.
Big bad boy.
That's
I hope
all.
Your mama, I hope you go home to your mother's basement and she fucking comes down there and whips your ass with the belt.
I'll have you know I live in my mother's attic. Oh, she hung up. Wow, she stole one of my lines. She said, I don't have to do shit, motherfucker, or something like that, right? She stole that from me. That gave me an instant boner when she did that. Alright, let me X out her number. That was definitely, without a doubt, the same phone number. You know, I just hit redial. I'm all shook up now. I think we need to take a break. Maybe play a little bit of music. I don't know about this. I think I'm gonna quit prank calling you guys. I think I'm done. Forever. I'm sorry. It got owned. You're right, Adam. I got owned. So a few people in the chat room have reminded me that, you know, it's a live show, and as per Prank Call Nation contract, you know, I have to do a Facebook mob, even though I'm not with Prank Call Nation anymore. So hold on. I've got a big list. I've got a small list here of Facebook mobbing, you know, potential Facebook mobs. This one isn't active at all. Oh, wait, as long as I'm talking about Facebook mobbing, I need to check something here real quick. Okay, emails to read on the air. That directory. Okay, you guys remember the bamboo dockside grill thing? This guy wrote me. His name's Mr. D. And he says, "Hey, Brad, I'm a somewhat new fan of your shows. I've listened to all your stuff on the podcast, and now I'm addicted and going through all the old shows that are on YouTube. I was listening to that episode from the Bamboo Grill and thought I'd leave my contribution. Dick is still raging about the whole incident and apparently clueless as to who the perpetrators are even after all this time. Check out the snapshot image that he's attached. Thanks, love your shows." And it looks like he made a post on Bamboo's Dockside Grill out of Salina, Ohio. And he left a review. He left a 5-star review. He says, "Their dial-up internet is a bit slow, but I was able to successfully load the Cactus website. Dick was very friendly, and he helped me with the phone wires. Their cactus coladas are the best." Dick, or I guess it's like a reply from Big Bamboo's Dockside Grill. He's like, "Who are you guys with all this cactus stuff?" But he didn't delete it. I remember they were really pissed off when we did that originally. Anyway, it looks like we're going to do a place called Shoeless Joe's in Ontario. And I'm going to post a link to it in the chat room. I'm not going to tell you guys I'm not going to tell you what the URL, but it's a place called Shoeless Joe's Sports Grill. It seems like it's really inactive as far as interaction goes. Like, they don't get a lot of likes or comments, so we need to help them out with that. They do post a lot, they just don't get a lot of likes or comments. Even though 1,400 people like their page. They probably paid someone on Fiverr to like their page a bunch. So, here's what we do. We go to Facebook, go to the link I just posted in the chat room, and leave hilarious comments. Don't leave mean comments. Don't mistake mean for hilarious. Leave funny comments. If you're going to leave a review of their restaurant, it'd be nice if you did 5 stars. You know, we don't want to fuck with their business. We just want to be jerks and say hilarious things. And this is one that was submitted to me by Phil. Phil says, "The owner is a fucking dickhead. He came up to our table and started swearing at my friend, and then he banned us for no reason, LOL." And you know that's a bunch of bullshit. The owner doesn't just come up and start swearing at your friend and ban you from the restaurant for no reason. Something happened. He's leaving out a big part of the story. Phil is a big liar, but I'm going to do his thing anyway. So hopefully you guys got the URL. And I'll go back to that soon before I quit today's show, and we'll read a few of your reviews and comments and stuff like that. Next, we're calling Amy. Amy drew a smiley face next to her name, and there is a check mark in a blue pin next to her name. I wonder what that's about. That seems ominous. No one else has a blue check mark. Just Amy does. So here it goes. We're going to call this Amy. Amy Smiley Face Girl.
Hello?
Hi, Amy?
Yes?
Hey, Amy. It's JT from the gym.
The fitness center?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You signed up for this, the Donald Trump campaign supporting thing? You signed up on the list?
Oh, yeah. Somebody already called me, though.
Oh, maybe that's why this has a check mark next to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I'm a little confused. Yeah, I'm all set. I've met with a couple people, so I think I'm good to go.
Okay. So they told you we charged $100 to your card that's on file?
Yes.
Okay, so it's $100, and we're sending that to the Donald Trump for President campaign.
Wait a minute, for president? I have no idea what you're talking about then.
You signed up on this list. This list says it's for, to support Donald Trump for president.
I would never sign up for that.
Well, we charged $100 to your card, and we're sending...
No, don't.
Oh, no, it's too late. We already did it, and we're sending that to Donald Trump, to his election campaign.
Is this from the fitness center?
Yeah.
Or where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm from fitness. I'm from the gym.
No, I signed up for a free consultation.
Free consult? Oh, no.
There's nothing about Donald Trump. Nothing about Donald Trump.
You,
absolutely not.
You signed up
off my card name.
You signed up on the list next to the free consultation. You signed up for the Donald Trump for president list.
No, I would never sign up for that.
You did. You have your name on it. You put a smiley face next to it, and that means we can.
No.
It says on the top of the list.
No, absolutely not. I did not authorize that charge. So you take it off my card now, and I'll be coming by the fitness center this afternoon.
Now, it says right here on the list that it's Donald Trump for president. We will be charging you $100 on your account.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
How do you not know what I'm talking about? I just told you. What part don't you understand?
I know, but I'm saying it's not true. Somebody else put it there. I did not.
What put your name? Because it's your handwriting, because we have your handwriting on file. We have the Richard Cardo app that compares handwriting.
Well, that's it. I'll be there in a few hours, and I'll check it out. Until then, do not put it on my card.
Oh, we already charged your card, and we already sent the money to Donald Trump.
Well, then you can take it back.
Well, you're going to have...
And you can... You always have 3 days to redo anything.
I'm not
born yesterday.
No, but we already sent the money to Donald Trump, so you're going to have to talk to Donald Trump about getting your money back.
Is this like a joke or something?
No, of course not. We don't joke here. It's election time, you know? We're electing the next president. It's really important. It's very important that Donald Trump is the next president.
And absolutely not.
You signed,
I do not authorize the charge, and I want it reimbursed to
my
card. Well,
if you didn't authorize it, why'd you sign the sheet that says you authorize it? She's gone. All right, chat room person, I did your Donald Trump idea. Hope you're happy. Next, we have three numbers left on this list, and then I think there's another list. Holy shit, there's a lot of comments on this Facebook. All right, I'll get to those after I finish up this list. We'll get to the comments. Next is Rebecca. Rebecca spells her name with a A-H, with a K-A-H. What a dumb way to spell Rebecca. I hate it. I'm going to change it in the computer.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
That's right, Pablo. Stupid name fee. Someone in the chat room is asking if this is the way I'm doing shows from now on. Yes, more or less. I'm done with Mixlr. I don't want to go back to Mixlr. And I don't know. I'm going to do YouTube. Maybe I'll try out... I think I'm just going to do whatever the hell I want. So maybe I will try out the Twitch. I'll try out the Twitch. I'll do the other YouTube. I'll just do it wherever the hell I want. There's nothing you can do about it. And really, I should be broadcasting on at least the Shoutcast for people who can't handle the streaming of YouTube, who just want to listen on their phones or whatever without leaving their phones open. Yeah, I really do need to start broadcasting on the Shoutcast stream. I'll try and do that next time I do a show.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
All right, Rebecca's not answering. That's too bad. I really wanted to give her shit about her name. Next is Nancy. Nancy is going to answer for sure. I know she is.
Hello?
Hi, Nancy? Nancy?
Hello?
Hi, Nancy. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Nancy. This is JT from the gym.
Yes.
And I'm just calling. We have kind of a problem from the last time you were here.
Uh-huh.
Did you know you accidentally used, I'm assuming it was an accident, you used the men's restroom instead of the women's restroom?
I never used any restroom there.
Why not? You're afraid to go in public?
No, I just never used the restroom there.
Okay, because we checked our security cameras. We know you went in the men's restroom, and you took a big shit in the urinal. You're not. You know what a urinal is, right? You're not supposed to poop in those.
First of all, you're crazy. I never did anything like that.
Well, the security camera doesn't lie, ma'am.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're wrong, because I've never even been in the men's room in there.
Oh, so now you have been in the women's room. The story changes.
No, I haven't been in either of them.
Why not?
No, it doesn't change. I haven't been in either.
What do you have against our restrooms? Or is it just public restrooms in general?
But you're weird.
What do you mean I'm weird? Okay. I tried to call her like 100 times and she wouldn't pick up, so I'm not even going to try her back. That was boring. All right, last person on this list is, I think his name's John. The page is curled over, so it kind of covers it up, but I think his name's John.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes.
Is everything okay? Your connection's awful.
You what?
Is everything okay? You sound horrible, like the connection's really bad.
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like I made a long-distance call in the 1970s.
It might be over here.
It might be the... Okay.
Who is this?
This is JT from the gym.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Okay. That's who I am. Have you got that part down?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I just needed to let you know that we're changing to a female-only gym. So you're not going to be welcome here anymore.
I'll enjoy that.
What?
Okay. That's good.
Yep, you're not going to be welcome here anymore.
Okay.
We're going to cancel your membership. Unless there's one way around it.
Well, I have a sex change or what?
No, that doesn't... That's silly. Come on. No, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is wear a wig and pretend to be a girl. You know, wear a sports bra and, you know, just dress like a girl does from now on when you come to the gym, and probably nobody will notice.
All righty, I can do that. Won't be a first.
Okay, that's good to hear. So make sure next time you come to the gym, you wear a wig and a sports bra. All righty.
What's going on?
That's it. That's all I needed to let you know.
All righty.
Just make sure you dress sexy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I think I'm done with this prank because it's really hard to hear you. It's ridiculous. Are you in the car or something?
Yeah.
Oh, where are you driving to?
I just got through with my lunch. I'm going back to my work.
Oh, where do you work at?
Pardon?
Where do you work at?
Where I work at?
Yeah, where do you work at?
I work at a church.
You work at the church?
Yeah.
What do you do there?
I'm a priest.
Oh, okay. You're a priest, but you're okay with cross-dressing. So you're, like, progressive. That's awesome.
That's right.
I'm glad to hear it. Does your church keep its member directory online as a PDF by chance?
Do they have an online site?
I don't know. Do they? I don't know if you do. I was hoping you...
Yeah.
Oh, is the directory up there online?
Yeah, it's an archdiocese.
Okay, I'm going to go there then. I'll check out the website. I gotta go. You're...
All right.
All right, well, have a nice day.
Okay.
Praise Jesus.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was horrible. Horrible. Sorry, everyone. That was horrible. Last two were just terrible. Can't believe you guys are still listening.
Brad, what's up? This is Christian from Arizona again.
Hi,
I left you a message before New Year's and you didn't play it. You got behind, I'm assuming. So that's nice. Thankful.
It'll get played eventually. You don't have to leave it again. But God damn it.
Anyways, like I said in my last message, that I have to
repeat now. Now I'm going to play your old message and it's going to be stupid because you're doing this. It's all your fault. I hate you.
A few messages ago, you told me that my phone sounded like absolute shit. So I went out and got a new phone.
Good
job. Do I sound better?
Yep.
Do I?
Sounds amazing.
If I don't, too bad. I'm not going to keep buying phones for you. Who do you think I am? Anyways, besides that, I had a question for you. Are you still going to make those vinyls at all? Because I've been waiting, and I even bought a vinyl player.
Haven't you figured out yet that all of my Patreon goals are a big lie? I'm not going to do any of that.
Turntable, whatever, who cares? But I bought one, because I want to get that vinyl, and you're not telling me anything. And I am subscribed, paying $5 a month, so you are obligated to answer this question.
All right.
Yeah, take that. And also, because of...
Okay, all right, you're only allowed one also on your voicemail, so that's it. Yes, I will be doing the vinyl records eventually. I need to hurry the hell up and do all of the things that the Patreon says I'm going to do, and then never set up another goal ever again, because holy crap, goals suck.
Hey, Brad, it's Massachusetts guy, aka Stack.
Speaking of phones that are horrible quality...
I wanted to say, love you, you're freaking awesome, dude, keep doing what you're doing. And cactus.
Okay, thanks. I command you to buy a new phone also.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria. I had a quick question.
Hey,
I was just
Gloria.
Listening to those watcher calls that you did. Question for you. What was your caller ID that you spoofed? So, like, what came up when that freaking crazy Jersey guy, like, looked up your caller ID? Like, whose ass did he just go and kick? Like, what? Explain that.
I don't remember exactly what I used, but probably what I did is I just picked some random person in that neighborhood and made it show up as their number. So hopefully everyone doesn't think that that person is the watcher now. Oh, and the very first guy I called, the one from 6 months ago, I used the caller ID of City Hall or whatever, the local City Hall there. But the rest of them was just some random number in the neighborhood.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
I'm at work right now. And I'm actually taking a dump, thinking about you, just wondering
nice.
What you're up to. And,
you know.
Hey, do you remember Avril Lavigne? Okay, bye.
Yeah, she was really punk rock. I remember her. She was so punk rock.
Hello, Brad. This is Joe Bay. I'm just calling to see if, since you don't like people adding you on Facebook, or now you don't mind, but I was wondering if I could add you on MySpace. You know, everybody's in MySpace.
Oh, hell yeah.
So,
do it.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/RBCP. It still exists. I still log in maybe once a year, so I can catch up on all of the messages for the entire year in about 2 minutes. Yeah, add me on there. There's also, I think it still exists, the old MySpace page for PLA Radio, which, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's MySpace.com/PLA Radio. And I'm just waiting for MySpace to make its comeback, and everyone's going to leave Facebook and go back to MySpace. I know it's going to happen one of these days. Because side-scrolling websites are the future.
This is the Watcher.
Oh, shit.
Please stop talking about my weird watching shit that I constantly do because I'm watching. Watching this creepy house with the bloody things in it. Bloody.
Okay, I think we're done with the Watcher on this show from this point forward. Sorry to have offended you, sir. Won't happen again.
Hello, Roy.
Hello.
This is rather unorthodox, but this voicemail is more for the listeners. I need everybody to go to phonelosers.org/torrent and download and see the 2014 Media Pack and Prank Call Albums torrents. That way, in the future, when the feds come for RBCP, you can still have a copy of PLA after it gets shut down.
Yep.
Right now, the only theaters are me and some German guy. He is dial-up and not ADSL, so the down suite isn't great, and the torrents are kind of dying.
They're not dying.
You'll need about 130 gigabytes of hard drive space. And, Roy, if you could make a 2015 torrent, that'd be great. Bye.
I'll get to it. I was actually working on that last night. I was organizing the directory for the new torrent, and I'm going to get that up soon. And I think I'm going to make the new torrent smaller. I'm going to take out some of those videos that are kind of pointless to have in there. Like, didn't I put all of the Snowplow Show videos in there? Not the audio, but the videos? I guess that's kind of pointless. So I'm going to try and make it not so huge, so more people will get it. But it'll still have everything in it. It'll still have all the actual content, all the shows. You know, all the important stuff. But if you are seeding any of the torrents, you should turn on your torrenting program and, you know, help this guy get the rest of the torrents. Because apparently the torrents are dying.
Hello, Roy.
Hello.
Allow me to introduce the politically correct term for prank caller.
Okay.
You're not a prank caller, Brad. You are a telephone comedian. Also, the 31st man, Big 1-0 with PLA Radio. Party!
That's right. The 31st is approaching fast. It's only like a week left. Less than a week. And I haven't done anything. I haven't made the new PLA Radio. I don't think it's going to happen. But it's almost officially 10 years that I've been wasting my life doing this crap.
Hey, it's a guy. Hey, I got two questions for you.
Okay.
One, could you bring Neon back into the show? Because I totally, like, ship you guys, like, romantically together. And it would do so much for my fantasies if I could hear you guys, like, talking together, doing a prank.
Okay.
On one of your shows.
I'll do that.
And number two, whatever happened to Joy Bubbles? I remember that was a big thing for you about a year ago, and I haven't heard anything from you in Joy Bubbles. I know I probably could just Google it and figure it out myself, but I'd rather just wait and get your opinion on it, because I'm lazy.
Joy Bubbles is dead. Yep, he's dead. Sorry to be the one to break the news to you, but Joy Bubbles is dead. But if you're referring to the documentary, the Joy Bubbles documentary, hell if I know. Maybe it came out already and I just didn't hear about it. Let's go to Kickstarter and type in Joy Bubbles. Here it is, last update, December 15th. It says they've made a significant amount of progress toward finishing the film. They interviewed Ron Rosenbaum. He's the guy that wrote the 1971 Esquire article about hacking. That's the article that got me into hacking and freaking and all that stuff. So that should be really awesome, an interview with that guy. Anyways, yeah, she just goes down the list of the stuff she's done in 2015, and it seems like they're making progress. And she says to stay tuned for more updates in 2016. I forget when it's supposed to be released, and I don't really care when it's going to be released. It can be like 5 years in the future for all I care. I'm just glad it's being made. It's going to be a cool thing to watch, hopefully.
Brad Carter, it's Jeff Boomhauer, YouTube executive.
Not this again.
Our ratings analyst department has found that young people, 18 to 35, like serialized content in their shows. So that means you need to start incorporating long-form stories that develop over multiple episodes of The Snowplow Show. We want you to start using cliffhanger endings that leave the viewers with a shocking, unresolved mystery at the end of each episode, so they keep coming back. That should get your ratings up.
All right, long-form stories and cliffhangers. That's going to be the new format of The Snowplow Show, everyone. Hope you don't mind. And I think this is the perfect place to stop doing voicemails and bring you the exciting conclusion of today's live show. Okay, so we're gonna check out the Facebook page, I guess. And last time I looked at it, there were a lot of comments. I don't think I can sit here and read all these comments. That'll be crazy. Wow, that's a lot of comments. I can't read all this. So on the very first thing that's posted on Shoeless Joe's Sports Grill page, it says, the Senators are finally back in the Eastern time zone. Apparently that has something to do with sports. NHL, hockey, I don't know. But anyway, Roy Bacon, she says the food here tastes like poop and you should feel bad. Riley says, I love the cactus pizza, best thing on the menu. Joshua says, does the pizza have the beer poured onto it? I say cactus. Mildred Monday says, it's hard to chew sometimes, but the beer helps me forget it. Drake, does the pizza have pig's feet on it? LOL. You're not supposed to LOL at yourself, Drake. What the hell? Come on. Are you a teenage girl or something? Joe says, I went here and had a wonderful cactus croissant, but my friend Carlito stood me up. Caitlin says, the beer is also hard to chew, but it's satisfying going down. Speaking of going down, the bathrooms are also really clean. Totally Not a Scammer says, ask for the swastika-shaped pizza. They make it with love and care. Olga wants to know why Joe is shoeless. It's a joke. Okay. Olga, why is Joe shoeless? Because he threw his shoe out the window. Good one, Olga. Beckley says, Shoeless Joe's requires that the restaurant patrons wear shoes, and they're hypocrites. That's a good one. Senators are okay, but I'm more about the House of Republicans. Can't wait for them to be back in town. Pizza was great last time I was in there. So you can't review this place, huh? Yeah, I guess there's no review. It doesn't matter. I like the comments better than the reviews. Even though the reviews stick around forever, so that's kind of cool. DeAndre says he had a great experience here. The food is great. My grandma likes the cactus wings. She takes out her dentures and really picks the bones clean. Mr. Smorgan says, on Mondays, as part of their Monday Madness special, all the waitresses are required to also be shoeless along with Shoeless Joe. Perfect for all those creeps with foot fetishes. We welcome weirdos here at Shoeless Joe's. Come on down to Shoeless Joe's and shoeless sexy waitresses for sexy foot... for sexy foot fetish fun every Monday. Cactus cut french fries smothered in special Shoeless Joe toe jam sauce on special, only $3.99. That's an awesome advertisement, Mr. Smorgan. Caitlin says she loves the toe jam sauce. Very tangy. Here it's made from real toes. Oh, this just goes on forever. Okay, let me hurry up. Alex says, the cactus brew was amazing, complete with toenail and rat bone pizza. The manager, Roy, was very friendly, and Matt Hillock was the best bathroom attendant ever. About halfway through my meal, some construction guys from Royco dismantled the roof, which was a little inconvenient. However, complimentary glory holes were given as compensation. Fun for the whole family, 5 out of 5 stars. Dave says, the special cacti juice beverage is a fantastic partner to the thorny pineapple pizza offer. Definitely the best place to go for pain. Chris, I heard they pay off the health inspector because their cooks don't wear shoes. Bearmole, love the cactus-inspired decoration. Even got my pizza for free when I took their extensive survey for the Chinese government. 5 out of 5. Gloria Carter. Okay, my granddaughter Gloria. I came in here for the mojitos Mondays and walked out with 3 cactus mojitos. Is it mojitos? I don't know. What the hell's that word? I'm so uncultured. I'm sorry. I walked out with 3 cactus mojitos and a sore asshole. Thanks for the rim jobs. They were superb but hurt a bit. 10 out of 10. Would recommend to anyone looking for a good grub place, but watch out for the owner. He likes to tug and pull, if you catch my drift. Her comment got 2 likes. Good job, Gloria. Bring in your child's birth certificate and social for $4 off. Scott says, the Bill Cosby special is the top drink to buy cute girls. And Roger says, the pizza here was magnificent. Anyway, the roasted cactus sauce was a nice touch. However, I will not be coming back. Carlito, the glory hole attendant, was incredibly rude, and I now have an odd rash. Unacceptable. And now we have another word that I absolutely can't pronounce. Thanks a lot for that, Roger. And there's more comments on everything. I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and give the URL if people want to read all this stuff after the show, you know, on the podcast feed. It's facebook.com/... Shoeless Joe's Kemptville. No one's going to know how to pronounce, how to spell Kemptville, are they? It's Kemptville. Maybe I'll put a link in the show notes, even though I probably shouldn't. I don't want any trouble. Magnificent, magnificent, magnificent. Okay. All right, that was fun. So there is one more list sent to me by, what was his name again? By John Doe. However, there's a problem. I don't know, the camera quality is really, really bad. I can barely read the numbers, and I'm probably going to end up dialing wrong numbers. Like, is this a 7 or is this a 2? It might be a 1. I think this might be kind of hopeless, to be honest. But we're going to try. The first person's name is either Tommy or Tammy. I'm going to guess Tammy because it looks like girly handwriting. Uh-oh. Gloria is reporting that they took down the Facebook post. I read all of those just in time.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Tammy.
It's hard to even read the last name, but I think she said the correct name.
I'll get back with you as soon as possible. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. All right, so since this YouTube, I mean this Facebook page is deleting our shit, I'm going to go look one more time. All right, yeah, they deleted the latest post, which was posted on the 21st. Now the latest post is from the 19th. Put your hand up if you're ahead of Montreal in the standings. Why would they delete it? It's a sports bar. I mean, sports bar patrons are going to think this is hilarious. Not that anyone visits this page, but still. Totally Not a Scammer says, raise your hand if you'd like to be contacted by a Nigerian prince regarding your inheritance. Caitlin says, Shoeless Joe's is also hobo-friendly. Bring in your smelly jackets and go shoeless. Put your feet up on the tables and warm them next to a stranger's cactus wings. And Gloria says she doesn't have any hands, so how can she put her hands up? Sorry, Gloria. That sucks. And Beckley says she wore boots. He or she. Is that a... I think it's a he. I wore boots to Shoeless Joe's. Hashtag rebel. All right, let me try this person, whatever her name is, one more time. Those posts will probably be gone in a few minutes.
Hello?
Hey there, this is JT from Snap Fitness. You signed up on this sheet for personal training.
Oh, yes.
And I just needed to let you know, we went ahead and we charged your card for 5 sessions. Plus, you get this one for free, so you get 6 sessions total.
No, you weren't authorized to do that.
Well, no, we just figured if you can't just have one training session, that's pointless. You need like 5 or 6 to really get the most
that's
out
not,
of it.
The guy told us to The guy told us to sign that sheet to do the orientation.
Yeah, orientation plus you get a free training session. But like, what's the point if you don't do more?
We don't want to sign up. We don't want to sign up for 5 lessons.
Okay, well, I only charged $59.95 on your credit card just now. That's all.
Okay, I'm going to call and cancel that because we asked not to do. We never authorized that.
Well, no, it's the best. It's the best deal for you. Okay,
Okay, I'm telling. What is your name and where are you call and give me because we're going to cancel that.
My name's JT.
What?
And I put the charge through myself.
We'll be appealing that. And what's your phone? Is this the phone number we can reach you at?
Yeah, I'm calling from the gym right now. But I don't see why you're being such a jerk about it. Because
I'm done with this phone call. I don't know who you are, but goodbye.
You need more than one session, you idiot. Oh, I blew my load too quickly. Called her a stupid jerk. Let me try her one more time.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Tammy. Please leave a message.
All right. I guess we're done with that one. So next one is, his name is Scott. Oh, and people in the chat room are now reporting that the entire Facebook page is gone for Shoeless Joe's. Let's see if that's true. Yep, it's gone. It's completely gone. Could that possibly mean that he blocked everyone that commented? Because I commented. Oh, wait, I know how to figure that out. I'll switch to my other account. Nope, it's gone. It's completely gone. I think they didn't delete the page. They probably just made it no longer visible until things settle down because they don't know what's going on. I don't understand why. I mean, it's a sports bar. Maybe sports bars are different in Canada than they are in the United States, but it just seems like I can't imagine the patrons being that upset about hilarious comments on the Facebook. Even if they are about glory holes and not wearing shoes and stuff. Jeez. I'd rather them argue with us than take the whole thing down. What the hell? Anyway, the show's almost over, you guys. I'm going to try these last 3 numbers. If I can type them in correctly, because it's very blurry. John Doe, I think he was really nervous when he took this one. You can tell it's like all camera was shaking, or he like just put it up really fast and snapped it. Didn't give it time to focus. God damn it, John. And that one hung up on me. And by the way, this list, that last lady said it was orientation. But this list, it says it's free 1 personal training session. It doesn't say orientation. It says you get personal training. Bunch of scammers. Alright, I don't know what this person's name is. I know it's a female from the handwriting. Okay, so is what I'm going to do before I get going. I'm going to go through that first list just one more time, all the people that didn't answer. I just want to try them one more time just to make sure. Other than that, I'm going to hold on to the list and maybe try them at nighttime. So John Doe, don't worry, even though half of them didn't answer, more than half, I think. I'll hold on to them, try them again. Let me find the list. There it is. Okay, and I'm just going to try them one time each and see what happens. So this is probably going to be a bunch of ringing and voicemails, but I don't know. If anyone in the chat room wants to repost some ideas for me, otherwise I'm just going to be like, extra fees. Something boring like that. Yeah, about 20 people left while I was gone. Sucks to be them. They don't get to hear the really good stuff. They fell for my trick. Preston wants me to tell them I'm going to murder them? Okay, I'm going to do that. This is JT from the gym. Just letting you know I'm going to murder you.
Our call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
What a great idea. Chris from the chat room once says, how do we get notified of your YouTube live shows? People last night when I did my test show, they were telling me that their phones notified them. So I guess if you have notifications on your phone will start beeping at you when a live show happens. I don't know, because I turn off all my notifications. I hate when my phone beeps. Pisses me off. Because I'm so angry and I hate technology. But I did post this one on Twitter, so really you should just be watching the Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers. And I also posted today's on the Facebook, facebook.com/phonelosers. So, you know, that's probably the best way. Just keep an eye on the Phone Losers Twitter. And if you're lucky, I won't forget to post that there's a show happening. That's the best way to find out. All right, number two is Nelson again.
Ha ha!
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8.
All right, Nelson's not there. Oh, here's Rebecca again. I think Rebecca was picking up and hanging up on me before. And I guess more than half of them did answer, because this is the last one that I'm calling, I think. Yeah, this is it.
Hello?
Hi, Rebecca.
Yes?
This is JT from the gym.
Yes?
And we got your, you know, you signed up on this list for a free day of personal training, a free hour.
Okay, yeah.
And also, I see that you spell your name like R-E-B-E-K-A-H.
R-E-B-E-K-A-H.
Yeah, K-A-H. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah.
I'm fixing it in the computer right now. I'm making it R-E-B-E-C-C-A. Because, you know, K-A-H, that's gay. So, yep,
yeah.
There we go. Yep. All done. I've updated your name. It's now spelt R-E-B-E-C-C-A.
R-E-B-E-K-A-H.
No, C-C-A. R-E-B-E-C-C-A. Because K-A-H, that's gay. I don't like it. It's dumb. It makes it makes you look like you don't know how to spell basic words.
I spell my name.
I know, but it's dumb. You should have it changed or something, because it's dumb. It's really dumb. I hate it.
I'm good. I like it that way.
Well, it's not staying that way in our gym. So we're gonna need to update your barcode, your entrance badge thing. We're gonna have to update that with your new spelling of your name, R-E-B-E.
I'd rather keep it. Thank you. Bye.
Well, no, it's not happening, Rebecca. Well, at least, I mean, she didn't get pissed, but you know she's got to be a little weirded out now. Let me try her one more time. Someone in the chat room's like, I can either change her name or her ethnicity.
Hello?
Hi, you don't sound like Rebecca.
Yes, this is Rebecca Ikey.
Okay, well, thanks for giving me her last name. I didn't have that before. That makes my stalking much more easy. So I'm also changing in the computer. I'm changing her ethnicity. She's now black. And type that in. Black is a really long word. Just give me a... he hung up. Yeah, so the Facebook's still down. That sucks. the barefoot whatever, I don't even remember the name anymore. Shoeless Joe's. It's gone. I don't know what happened to it. It's pretty weird. They just completely took it down. So we win that fight, I guess. Thanks for listening, everyone. Oh, it looks like we're back up to 115 people listening to the show. I guess they found out I didn't actually quit. But now I'm quitting for real. So thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you don't completely hate the new YouTube thing instead of the PCN thing. Another bad thing is I can't play commercial music, otherwise I'll get copyright strikes. So no more Kesha, whatever, what was that one? Who cares? Yep, no more of that. So yeah, I'm leaving. Bye, everyone. I will try and edit the show. I'll get rid of all the ringing. I'll put it up on the podcast feed soon. Today, hopefully. Bye. Oh, wait, I should leave with a song. You guys want to hear one more rappy song? One more non-commercial rappy song? I know you do. Here we go. Krayshawn. Krayshawn, that's who I did. That's who I was talking about. No more Krayshawn on this show.
shit. I'm just trying to dance.